case, please.
Case number 10074, Grace Platt, west of row 348, south of Quail Lane, being lot 2, block J, section 2, within Bay Colony Development. A variance from the front yard setback requirement.
And that is a case that she left the message this morning?
Yes, at 9:20 a.m. this morning.
And asked to have her case withdrawn?
Yes.
Was there any reason given?
She was aware that there was going to be many opposition, so she just wanted to withdraw the case.
So I think we need to call then for the opposition, ask that they be heard, give them an opportunity to be heard.
In reference to case number 10,074, Grace Platt, are there anyone here in opposition to that case? If so, would you...
My name is Seth Thompson from Hudson Jones, J. Working Fisher.
Yes.
My firm represents the Bay Colony Property Owners Association. I submitted a letter to you. I hope that was helpful in the sense that there were certain legal arguments that I felt would be easier to read as opposed to hear. But mainly the objections are... As laid out in the letter, number one, they didn't follow the procedure, and quite frankly, we don't want to deal with a lawsuit in terms of enforcing our restrictive covenants. The other thing, substantively, I think we have a real problem with putting a pool in a front yard on the bend of a road. I don't even, as you saw in my letter, I don't believe that the code even allows for it, just based on the fact that it talks about pools being in side yards and rear yards, mm-hmm. and not in front yards. The other thing is I just think... You also have this fence issue. The language of the code seems to be very conflicting in that sense. They're going to be required to have at least a 4-foot fence around that pool. However, you can't have a fence higher than 3.5 feet in your front yard. Mm-hmm. And again, this is on a bend where seemingly its visibility is going to be very important. So that's just a very succinct summary of our objection. And thank you for your time.
All right, sir. Thank you.
I'm sorry, did you have any questions for me?
Do you have any questions from members of the board? Okay, hearing none. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here in opposition? Chair, hearing none. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that case 10,074 be denied for lack of representation. And also acknowledge that the opposition was on record.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that case number 10,074 be denied at this time. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? The motion carried. The case is denied.